Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you're at in the world when you see this, what time of day it is when you click play. My name is Jared, I'm your host, and this is the Vulnerable Perspective Podcast. This is where we dive deep into the raw, the real, and the transformative experiences that can shape us. Today marks the beginning of a new year, a new chapter, and not just for the podcast, but for all of us, as we step into 2025. This is Season 2, Episode 1, and with this, we're going to start with a powerful conversation about self-development, reflection, and personal growth. Before I dive too far into that, I want to thank you all for being a part of this journey with me. I know I started the podcast last year, 2024. I put out a couple of episodes, 4 to be exact. And while I had some good information and I went real and I went raw, some personal things happened that took me off my game. I got distracted. And I went into a survival mode where I stuck my head in the sand and I just did what I could just to get by. I pushed myself outside my comfort zone a couple of times over last year just to challenge myself and to try to live a better quality of life. And it was good in some cases and not so good in some other. So part of 2025 and my resolution is not for a new year, new me, but a new year and a better me. There are some definite good parts of myself that I want to carry forward, and there are some parts that I want to leave behind, and I'll discuss some of that in today's episode, but my goal is to go full bore into this, creating the podcast episodes every single week, to create video content for YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and just to help other people. I want to get to the point where by the time I'm 45, which is just in 2.5-3 years, I want to be up on stage talking to thousands of people. I want to interview people. I want to travel the world and I want to experience life. I don't want to just coast. So here we go. Today marks the beginning of a new chapter, not just for the podcast, but for all of us as we step into a brand new year. This is Season 2, Episode 1, and we're starting 2025 with a powerful conversation about self-development, reflection, and personal growth. So let's set the tone for the year ahead. Every January, there's this collective energy of renewal, a sense that we can leave the past behind and create something better. But a fresh start is more than just flipping the calendar. It's about pausing to reflect, asking ourselves important questions such as, what have I learned? What do I want to carry forward? And what do I need to leave behind? These questions are the foundation of growth. Let's break it down. Reflection gives us clarity. It's about learning from our past instead of repeating it. That is something that I do quite frequently where I will sit and I tend to enjoy sitting next to a bottle of water. A body of water, whether it be a lake or the ocean. Just listening to nature, listening to the water hitting the shore, the smell of the ocean air, or just the cool breeze coming off the water. I can just sit back and think for hours and reflect on the life that I've led, the things that I've done, and have I done my best? Is there something that I can change moving forward? I'm not dwelling on mistakes that I may have made. I'll look back at those mistakes and be like, okay, if I was in that same situation again, would I do that again? Or how would I handle it? Would it be better this time? Or would it be worse? Obviously, we'll never know until we're faced with that situation again, but that's some of the stuff that I think about when I'm reflecting. Personal growth comes when we pair reflection with action. So when I'm sitting there and I'm reflecting on the past and the things that I've done, I need to look forward and say, okay, if I am in a situation where I do something similar, what can I do differently? How can I handle this better? How can I pivot? How can I adapt? How can I overcome this challenge in a more effective and efficient way? Self-development is the long game. Building habits, mindsets, and systems that move us closer to who we want to become. So take a moment right now to think about who you want to be by the end of this year. I challenge people always to look, where are you right now? To write it down. Where are you right now in life and where is it that you want to be? Now that's the long game. And then figure out an action plan to get you from point A to point B. So let's do the same. So where do you want to be by the end of this year and where are you right now? And what can we do? What actions can we put in place? What plan can we have What steps can we take to get from this point where we are right now to where we want to be by the end of the year? So learning from the past year, before we talk too much about moving forward, let's take a look a little bit back and let's use some reflection. It is a powerful tool, and I want to share a couple of prompts with you that might help guide you. So what were the biggest wins that you had last year? Celebrate them, big or small. Wins are evidence of progress. Maybe you started journaling, you set some boundaries, or you took a leap of faith in your career, but write them down. There's nothing too big or too small. If you have a win, if you're reflecting, write it down, okay? Put it to paper. Trust me, this is going to be beneficial. What challenges did you face and what did they teach you? So challenges are often our greatest teachers, right? A skilled sailor is not made by smooth seas. So you need something that's challenged you. And I can promise that you've had some challenges in your life. Nobody's ever had an easy life. Even people that we would look at and say, oh, they've had the money, they've had this, they've had that. Their life still was not easy. There were still challenges, there were still stresses, there were still things that weighed on them heavily that they had to overcome. Might it be easier for them because they have certain things that we didn't? Possibly. But you don't know unless you're in their shoes. Their upbringing may not have been the greatest. They might be financially wealthy, but that doesn't mean anything. So with those challenges, maybe you learn some patience through a tough situation or resilience after a setback. But reflect on those moments and how they've shaped you. And what habits or patterns held you back? Now, with that reflecting, and you look back and you say, okay, you know what? Every time this happens, I stick my head in the sand and I ignore it until it goes away. That's a pattern, and that's a behavior that's holding you back. Avoiding the things that you know you need to face only prolongs it and makes the weight heavier to remove later on in life. So be honest with yourself. Identifying what didn't serve you is the first step to change. So take a few moments after the episode, write down these answers on a piece of paper. Reflection helps us approach the new year with intention and awareness. So now that we've done some reflection, let's talk a little bit about self-development. It's easy to get caught up in big goals, and it's easy to get caught up in resolutions. But real growth happens through consistent small steps. So don't get overwhelmed with the big picture all the time. Think about the little incremental steps that you got to take to get from point A to point B. Don't just think about that you want to get from here to there. How are you going to get there? Those steps in between are the real parts of the growth. That's the real part of life, right? That's where we get to do the things and see the things and experience the things. The reward at the end is getting to where we want to be, but the journey from point A to point B is the most magnificent part of this. So here's how to make self-development actionable. Step one, set intentions, not just goals. The goals are the outcomes, but intentions are about how you want to show up for yourself and for others. For example, instead of saying, I want to lose 10 pounds, set the intention to treat your body with care and with respect. This mindset shift will keep you motivated even when progress is slow. Step two, focus on habits over the results. What daily habits align with your goals? If you want to read more, commit to reading 10 minutes a day. Don't focus so much on finishing a book, right? Just open the book to the last page that you read and just read for 10 minutes. Set a timer and then read. And when the timer goes off, mark where you left off, put the book down and move on with your day. Everybody has 10 minutes to spare, I promise you. Step three, embrace progress over perfection. Growth is not linear. You'll have off days, and that's okay. Celebrate the small wins and keep moving forward. And that is a big, 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 big thing right there, right? Don't get held up on the fact that you're having an off day. It is okay to not be okay. It's just not okay to stay there. And I know that you've heard that before, okay? So if you're having an off day, that's fine. Take a breather. Take a step back. Get some extra sleep. Go do something that you enjoy. That's okay. But don't let it become a habit where you do this all the time to the point where you're procrastinating on doing the things for yourself that you know you need to do, and you're continuously having that off day. You don't want to do that, okay? So growth, we're going to go into personal growth through vulnerability now. So growth requires courage. It means stepping out of your comfort zone and being vulnerable with yourself and with others. So being vulnerable allows us to connect with our authentic selves and with others. It's not a weakness, it's a strength. So as you embark on your journey this year, ask yourself, where can I allow more vulnerability in my life? Maybe it's having an honest conversation with a loved one or admitting you need help in an area, but vulnerability leads to growth. I know there are some people out there that say men shouldn't be vulnerable, only women should be vulnerable. If a man's going be vulnerable with other men. Do not do it with your partner. Do not do it with your spouse, because that shows a sign of weakness. And I highly disagree with that. Vulnerability is how we learn to challenge ourselves to grow. And we need to let go of certain emotions and thoughts and feelings that we have within ourselves. We cannot bottle it up, because at some point it's going to overflow and we're going to explode. So whether it be a male friend or a female friend, if you are a guy and you are struggling, it's okay to be vulnerable. And if somebody calls you out and makes fun of you for being vulnerable, they are not your people, just so that you are aware. Action steps for the new year. So let's wrap up the three actionable steps to start the year with focus and determination. Step one, create a vision board or a list. Visualize the life that you want to create, whether it's through images, words, or a journal entry. Get clear on your vision. Step two, choose one keystone habit. A keystone habit is a small change that creates a ripple effect. For example, prioritizing sleep can improve your energy, your focus, and your mood. And step three, schedule monthly check-ins. Set aside time to reflect on your progress. What's working, what's not working, what needs adjustment. Growth is a dynamic process. So as we step into the new year, remember that self-development, reflection, and personal growth aren't about perfection. They're about showing up every day and doing the best that you can. Celebrate your wins, learn from your challenges, and stay committed to becoming the best version of yourself. Thank you for joining me today on Vulnerable Perspective. If this episode has resonated with you, please share it with someone who might need a little inspiration to start their year strong. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review if you can, or if you'd like to. Your support definitely means the world to me. The more that I can get out there to people, the more people that I can touch base with, that I can resonate with, the better off this is all going to be. The more I can learn, the more I can help. So until next time, stay vulnerable and keep growing. You've got this.